news this morning, a key independent is questioning the government's whole carbon tax strategy. Tony Windsor has labelled the policy a mistake that's backfired. Mr Windsor says the government should consider ditching the tax in favour of an emissions trading scheme. And Julia Gillard isn't ruling out a taxpayer-funded campaign to sell the policy. Muslim countries have added their voices to the growing chorus calling for a no-fly zone over Libya. NATO defence ministers will consider a draft UN resolution later in the week. Colonel Gaddafi's forces continue to pound rebel-held territory, and he's unleashed his tanks and warplanes on Zawiya in a sustained attack to dislodge the rebels there. Pauline Hanson is making another run for political office, this time in New South Wales. The former One Nation leader is running as an independent for an upper house seat in this month's state election. Her last attempt was in 2009, when she was a candidate in the Queensland election. Paul Hogan has launched a scathing attack on the tax office, calling its staff nitwits and clowns. The actor has even likened them to the Taliban. This latest salvo is part of Paul Hogan's five-year battle with the tax office over unpaid taxes. And a Melbourne man is battling for his life in hospital after being shot twice. The 54-year-old man was shot in the face and shoulder while standing just outside his home in Sunshine in Melbourne's west just after 8 p.m. Police don't believe this incident is gang-related.